You know, it's been something pretty amazing. You know, Rich, it's one of those things where I've always wanted to do it since becoming American citizen in 2009, because I'm originally Canadian. Anything for the veterans, I'm always there for. You know, I thought that's the least I can do, becoming a citizen of this great country. So, you know, it's our first one. Our first trip was Honduras, and then from there we went to the Bahamas. And then we just finished coming back from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which is pretty fascinating.
So did you get any sense of what life is like for the military men and women at Guantanamo?
It's funny because every day, we're there for 3 days, but every day is pretty busy from 9 in the morning till night because they want to take you on tour, show you the base, show you what their mission is and everything like that. And they took us right up to the north gate, which is the gate to, you know, on the other side of the gate is Cuba, you know, real Cuba.
Let's talk logistics. You run a pretty compact show in Las Vegas, but you have to be really very portable for this tour.
So I'm traveling with 2 suitcases and my laptop, and that's it, you know. And 1 suitcase is my show, which I do half an hour, because I'm touring with 2 other guys, really good magicians, a gentleman named Howard Blackwell, as well as another guy named David Chandler. And they're both been in the military for over 20 years each. So it's just pretty cool being with them, and they're very well-accomplished magicians. With these bases, I knew we were going to be performing in either airplane hangars or small stages or whatever they had available, because, you know, bases are bases. And so I packed pretty small. So my whole show can be set up on a postage stamp size stage and be done.
Talking to Las Vegas comedy magician Murray Sawchuk in the middle of a USO tour in the Caribbean. So what kind of venues have they constructed for you and your fellow magicians?
You know, our first one in Honduras, they actually had a theater made with actual raked seating in a theater, a small oval theater, and that they redid. And it's pretty cool, actually. So we had a nice, it probably held about 180, so it was pretty much full. And then the other place we ended up in, the Caribbean, where we had a naval base there, it was a very small bar. It was like a Legion, you know what I mean? And it was a small stage in the corner. And then the one that we had in Guantanamo, we did 2 shows. One was an outside stage they built for us, for like families and the kids and all that, which was super cool. And then the second show was in a really big hall. You know, the hall held about 500 people, and they had a big dinner and stuff like that. So it's kind of neat trying these different venues each time because you never know what you're going to get. You know, and I like it. It's challenging, you know, because these guys, you know, run a hard life and family and what they do. And, you know, a lot of them don't laugh a lot, you know, and it's nice to make them, you know, crack a smile now and then. So, but, and the greatest audience is because they're so appreciative of what we're doing, you know.
So it's Honduras, Bahamas, Cuba, and what are the other stops on the rest of the tour?
So we're doing 2 bases in Puerto Rico, and then after that we'll fly up to Baltimore, and then we'll fly out of Baltimore to Greenland, and we'll finish the tour in Greenland, which is pretty cool because I've never been to Greenland. And I hear Greenland is full of ice, and then I heard Iceland is green. So I'm looking forward to seeing Greenland.